Good morning. I'm Yu Yiming from Tsinghua UCC. Today I'm going to talk about our paper, an algorithm aiming to improve the throughput of multi-pass TCP and heterogeneous networks. MTCP provides a good choice for mobile devices to aggregate the bandwidth of multiple interfaces, and it's transparent to both application and middle box. However, mobile Wi-Fi and LTE are heterogeneous. 20% of the top 500 sites has LTE difference more than 45 milliseconds, and under this condition, MTCP doesn't perform as well as expected. At the first glance, some researchers focus on the big host buffer problem, which is easy to understand. Since MTCP keeps the in-order delivery semantics of the single pass of TCP, which means that any packets that could not be submitted to the application until all packets before it has arrived in the receiver already. For example, the packet 1 was sent from the slow pace, and packet 2 was sent from the fast pace. But the packets from the fast pass cannot be submitted and have to be held inside the buffer in receiver until the packet from the slow pass arrives later. And this leads to more buffer requirement. But since that, our measurement shows that even the host buffer is big enough, MTCP cannot reach full bandwidth aggregation. The bandwidth of both passes here are set to 13 MB per second. Loss rate is the same, and only the RTT varies. When RTTs of two passes are different, the fast pass will be confronted with higher loss rate, and thus is underutilized. To understand why the loss happened, we need to take a look at the sending pattern of the fast pass. We plot the number of the packets sent through the fast pass every 10 milliseconds. The blue line is the fast pass sending pattern, and the yellow line is the slow pass racing pattern. When RTTs are different, each time for an acknowledgement from the slow pass, there will be a burst of the packets sending from the fast pass. So when the in-network buffer is not big enough to hold its burst, then there will be packet loss. To confirm the root cause is the burst sending pattern, we increase the in-network buffer so that it is more burst tolerant. When the in-network buffer is increased, the aggregation throughput is improved. And if the in-network buffer is limited, the MTP may not even compete against the single-pass TCP. To understand the reason of burst sending pattern, at first we need to understand the MTCP two-level sequence number mechanism. In MTCP, the send window of MP level and the subsequent level is separated, and each has their own sequence number space and the corresponding cumulative ACK. In the following figures, the first number here, this one, is the MP network sequence number, and then the second number here is the subflow sequence number. For example, the first packet, has the MP network sequence number 1 and the subflow sequence number 101. In this figure, the packet 2 and 3 are sent through the fast pass, and this packet 1 is sent through the slow pass. So when the packet from the slow pass arrives in the receiver and gets acknowledged, the send window will slant a lot. Here, we take the two packets, for example, but in the real scenario, there could be thousands of the packets. At the same time, as shown by the yellow error, the fast pass window will slant a lot too, and this leads to the burst sending. You got a lot of space to send, so you send a lot of packets, so there's some kind of burst sending. We plot the MP level window slanting process. The data SK is the MP level acknowledgement, which represents the left edge of the MP level window. As shown in the figures, when RTTs are different, which means the two passes are hit asymmetric, the window will slant out when the SK is returned from the slow pass. The slow window of the fast pass has a similar pattern compared to the symmetric RTT scenario. Clearly, the ACK clocking is broken. As shown in the right figure, in normal case, each ACK will acknowledge at most two packets. And at most, two packets are sent at a time. So, but when addresses are different, once the packets from the snow pass arrives, the SDK will acknowledge many packets, leaving a lot of free space for the fast pass. Then there will be packets burst. From above analysis, we find that the root cause of the host buffer problem and the network buffer problem is both the late arrival of the packets from the snow pass, especially when the addresses are different. So there are some existing solutions to solve this kind of buffer problem. You can use transmission and penalization to alleviate this kind of host buffer problem, or you can use some pacing to solve the in-network buffer problem. But our solution is to solve both in-network buffer problem and host buffer problem. And it could be congestion control agnostic. Here is a small example of out-of-order sending pattern. We send the packet 1 from the fast pass, packet 4, not packet 2 from the snow pass. Then packet 2 from the fast pass, packet 6 from the snow pass. Ideally, in ideal condition, the packets will all arrive in the receiver totally in order. Then things go on and on, but they all arrive in the receiver in order. For the fast pass, we always send the first and send packet, but for the snow pass, we skip packets and choose the packets behind to send. This kind of order sending pattern is aimed for the in-order arrival. At the first set, it seems like that this kind of order sending pattern is just moves the order packets from the receiver to the sender. But it may be requesting more send buffer to accommodate this kind of gap. But however, the closer analysis shows that this is not the case. For details, please refer to our paper. Because the packets arrive in order, the send window won't be stuck. So each ACK will acknowledge some new packets and the send window can stand smoothly. Due to that, our order sending algorithm can reach higher throughput despite of the send buffer size. Now, gap value is a key argument of the algorithm. The accuracy of the gap value determines the performance of the algorithm. A naive method is to calculate the gap, since you know all the parameters you want. But unfortunately, the network is dynamic and it changes all the time. So, and it is hard for you to measure the one-way delay, even you know the round-trip time. So our approach is to adjust this gap based on some kind of feedback. And we need only to modify the sender side. Our key insight is to find a variable that can reflect this kind of degree of the disordered arrival in the receiver. Fortunately, we can use the bursting MP level ACK. The more packets arrive disorderly once it's in order, the more packets will be acknowledged by MP level ACK. For example, here, the packet 2 and packet 3 arrive in the receiver, but it could be submitted. And since then, packet 1 has not arrived, and no packet could be acknowledged. Once packet 1 arrives in the receiver, and all these three packets could be acknowledged. You can see that the number of packets that get acknowledged is equal to the number of disordered packets in the receiver. So we use this kind of number to adjust the gap. Another concern that we need to wait for the latest adjustment to take effect. So we need to limit the frequency of the adjustment. You need to wait for at least one trip time for the gap to take effect here. We implement our algorithm in kernel based on MPTCP, including the gap calculation algorithm and the gap adjustment algorithm, which is the out-of-order latency as the metric of the out-of-order degree. The out-of-order latency is the time of packets staying in the receiver buffer before they can be submitted. Our algorithm elevates out of order latency, and it elevates this kind of out of order arrival situation. It also varies in the buffer and the receiver buffer. Our algorithm can get minimal out of order latency regardless of its sender buffer or receiver buffer size. And last, we explore the burst of the fast pass in different scheduler algorithms. We use the similar free space to marry them. The big frequency will cause the bigger sending and the bigger in-memory buffer requirement. From the previous result, we can find that the gap adjustment is the best. We change the network condition suddenly to see if the gap adjustment can react to it. We pass the gap value around the change point. So from the figure, we can see that the gap adjustment can react to the change more smoothly and more swiftly. For macro benchmark, we measure the throughput of different schedulers, and result is shown in figures. The more asymmetric that is, the less in-memory buffer there is, the bigger improvement there will be. For host buffer, we have similar results. When host buffer is extremely small, all these four schedulers force bank to the single pass, so they behave similar. But our scheduler can get the best throughput regardless of the host buffer size, as we analyzed before. We randomly change the bandwidth and latency every 10 seconds to check if our scheduler can perform well in dynamic network conditions. As shown in the figures, our algorithm outperform other schedulers. We also conduct the real-world evaluation to check if the in-network buffer limit is present in the real world. We remove the bandwidth regulation, only impose latency regulation. Our results show that our algorithm can reduce the failed downloading time. In conclusion, we are forced to defend the in-network buffer problem of MTCP, and our scheduler uses the out-of-order sending pattern to make packets arrive in order based on the leverage of data ACK and the subflow ACK, and improve the throughput of the MTCP. When RTTs are asymmetric, and especially when the buffer is limited. That's all. Thank you.
Any questions?
So I'm Nicolas Cornec from Technicolor. Mm-hmm. My question is, there's been recently an extension of MPTCP to MPQuick, and does the problem still exist in MPQuick, and does your solution would apply because it somehow changed the way acknowledgement are processed and all this?
So MTCP is on top of the TCP, so it shares the same property as of the TCP. The basic property is that all the packets should arrive in order. So based on that, our basic goal is to let all the packets arrive in the receiver in order. So this is the first goal, and is the basic goal. To do that, we choose to send the packets in sender out of order. So something like that.
Any more questions? We're done a little earlier than the time, so there's a lot of time for questions. Okay, so I have one. So you showed a bunch of results where clearly you're performing well, right? Mm-hmm. What kind of circumstances would be adversarial for?
What do you mean?
What kind of circumstances or what kind of scenarios would mm-hmm. be difficult for your scheme to perform well under?
Yeah. The one is that when there are heavy loss in the both spaces. That is all whatever I'm working on. The bandwidths are heavily asymmetric, the bandwidths. Totally, I'm working on the RTT difference. No, currently.
Yeah. Under what kinds of RTT difference have you tested it? I noted that the experiment with the Alibaba Cloud Lab was,
yeah.
It had like 50 and 70 milliseconds of RTT, right, on each
Sorry.
Path.
Yes.
Have you tested more a larger gap between the RTTs?
we just verify here. Here's the RTTs. We keep the fast pass always 70 milliseconds, and the other pass this can get RTT value.
Mm-hmm.